As we settle into the coming of the Holy Spirit, coming into our hearts, let us be attentive to the Word of God. Let us be attentive to what the Spirit speaks to us. The words that are put on our hearts. Scripture. A word of knowledge. A word of prophecy. You're invited to come forward and share those. Please be audible, brief, and Christ-centered. We'll continue with our praise and worship throughout, but you're invited to come forward. We do ask that you don't come one right after the other. Give the word that is given time to rest, time to work in your hearts. Continue to praise God with our voices in prayer as we're open to His word.
In times of change and crisis, it is normal and useful to sometimes ask three questions. Who will tell us what's going on? Who will reassure us that we're not alone, that we're loved, and that those we care about will also be taken care of? Who will show us what we need to learn to do as we want to be part of the solutions to the challenges we face, rather than just more parts of them? These are useful questions when we come into this life, when we deal with the significant chimes of change, transition, and crisis that come with living, when we face our own and others' deaths. What holds life together is what we know, believe, and value about what the life in the world is all about. Whether we face these challenges with love, based on faith, or with fear, based upon doubt or distrust in how we live our lives in concrete ways. There are times that we sometimes have to admit to ourselves, to others, and to God that we cannot manage all of this on our own. These are times when we have to reach out to others and ultimately to God for the wisdom, modeling, strength, and love beyond and greater than our own. As Christians, we look to Jesus the Christ for that connection. This next phrase took me 30 years to figure out. Lord Jesus the Christ, through His modeling and mystical reality of His transcending sacrificial pattern, leads us into our divine relationship with God the Father and all of His creation with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. He connects us to a strength beyond our own to keep on going, sometimes one moment at a time. He connects us to a power greater than our own to do what needs to be done. He connects us to a sense and reality of security that we cannot provide for ourselves in this world of constant change and eternity. He connects us to a love greater than our own for ourselves, others, the world, and God who sustains it all. He connects us to the greater will of the Father and to the Holy Spirit to empower us to carry it out. He leads us into the Father's divine order for our lives and His larger creation. He reveals to us, sometimes one glimpse at a time, the Father's vision of His creation and our parts in it. He connects us to a faith beyond our own that God can and will use us in our circumstances for His greater good for us all. He provides us with the foundation upon which we can offer up and risk our deeper vulnerabilities. He empowers our willingness to be changed and to grow through rough times of transformation. He leads and supported us through this process of reconciliation with our deepest selves, others, and God. He connects us to a grace of empowerment for a life of integrity within ourselves, with others, in the world, and with God that we cannot achieve or manage on our own.
I want to follow up because I think this is a continuation in what I've heard him say, and I was reading this came up. It says, I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Spirit that the Father will send in my name, He will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when He comes, the Spirit of truth, He will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on His own, but He will speak what He hears and will declare to you things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you.
Okay, I don't like talking in front of big groups of people, but God is making me. I just have this overwhelming sense that God is trying to pour his infinite love and grace down upon everybody in this room, but he can only give us the love and the grace that we will accept from him. And so many of us, our hearts are only partially opened, and we don't let ourselves be fully open to receive this wonderful gift that he's offering us. So I feel like he's just telling me, just let me love you. Just let me love you completely in a way that you can't even imagine. But for me to do that, you really just have to let go and let go of everything that's holding you back and just open your heart up, because I want to give this to you. And I don't want to wait until you're in heaven with me. I want to give it to you now. And I want to show you how much I love you.
I just wanted to say nothing is impossible for God.
I have a short word from Scripture, and then I think a couple counsels that I've been getting from the Lord for all of us, I hope. From the first letter of Peter, first chapter, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by the power of God are safeguarded through faith to a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the final time. In this you rejoice, although now, for a little while, you may have to suffer through various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that is perishable, even though tested by fire, may prove to be for praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, yet you believe in him. You rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attain the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls." And in that line, here are the few counsels. If you pray, see if you can pray more. You already say a rosary, that's good. If you don't say a rosary, you might think of saying a rosary. Once a week, twice a week, once a day. If you already attend daily Mass once in a while, that's good. If not, if you can, go to daily Mass. Sunday Mass is an obligation. Daily Mass is something you do out of love and out of building up the body of Christ. Here we come and we pray in tongues and we sing in tongues. Do that every day. Sing in tongues while you're driving the car. People will just think you're singing to the radio. They won't think it's strange at all. Use your tongues every day.
A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 21 to 23. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And then he said this. He breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. Please examine your consciences daily. Please go to receive the sacrament of reconciliation. Just don't wait till you think you may have committed a mortal sin. Confess your venial sins. Confess your bad habits. And please examine your consciences daily."